hiring is cooling off a bit, and we've got the numbers. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 5th day of December. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, the Supreme Court and taxation. We'll share that story with you. Yet another airline merger story coming at you. For baseball fans, hey, we're talking to you, Milwaukee. The racially motivated shooting at a Florida Dollar General has made the news. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the data breach at 23andMe is much larger than reported, and why that matters. For the interview, you'll meet entrepreneur Dana James. She is the founder of Black Iowa News. It's not only a great story, it's also very important for a number of reasons. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're with us again today. Find us on social media over at X, it is IOB underscore NewsHour. On Threads, it's Insight on Business, and Facebook, it's Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Well, it looks like the job market is cooling off. According to the Labor Department, U.S. employers posted 8.7 million jobs in October. That is the fewest job posting since March of 2021. Job openings in September were posted at 9.4 million. The Labor Department also said that layoffs were up a bit in October, and the number of Americans who quit their jobs, which usually reflects confidence in their ability to find better pay or working conditions elsewhere, were down slightly. The drop in job openings for October was particularly steep in healthcare and social assistance, where they fell by 236,000. Finance, which includes banking, insurance, and real estate, and which has been hard hit, particularly by higher interest rates, that was down 217 jobs, and hotels, restaurants, and bars down 124,000 postings. The Associated Press is reporting that despite the sharp drop in October, job openings remain at historically high levels. They've now exceeded 8 million for 32 straight months. That's a threshold they had never reached before 2021. U.S. hiring is slowing down from the breakneck pace of the past 2 years. Still, employers have added a solid 239,000 jobs a month this year, and the unemployment rate has come in below 4% for 21 straight months. That is the longest such streak since the 1960s. Wall Street ended the day mixed as the rally stalls out. Those numbers from today were coming at you in just a bit. We're getting vibes that the U.S. Supreme Court will uphold a tax on foreign income, but will likely leave a wealth tax for another day. The AP is reporting the Supreme Court seemed inclined to uphold a tax on foreign income while leaving questions about a broader, never-enacted tax on wealth for later. On the first issue, conservative and liberal judges voiced concerns that ruling for a Washington state couple challenging a provision of the 2017 tax bill would threaten other provisions of the tax code. After 2 hours of arguments, there seemed to be a consensus on the court that there's room for some narrow ground to decide the case, as Justice Neil Gorsuch said. Such an outcome would avoid what Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar said would be several trillion dollars in lost revenues. At the same time, the court would not address the bigger question of Congress's ability to enact taxes based on wealth instead of income. It would seem that the trial dealing with JetBlue buying Spirit Airlines is nearing an end. A lawyer for JetBlue Airways said that the biggest U.S. airlines are using their size to cement their dominance in a post-pandemic world, making it critical that a federal judge allow JetBlue to buy Spirit Airlines. The lawyer, Ryan Shores, said JetBlue needs Spirit to be a viable challenger to the four airlines that control most of the domestic air travel market. He said, quote, "That mandate is even more urgent today," end quote. That was in final closing arguments in a federal court trial over the U.S. Justice Department's lawsuit to block JetBlue's $3.8 billion purchase of Spirit, the nation's biggest low-fare carrier. A Justice Department lawyer argued that the deal would push fares higher by 30% and leave fewer options for travelers on a budget. Today, just four airlines, American, Delta, Southwest, and United, control nearly 80% of the market. It's a big day for the Milwaukee Brewers and their fans as Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that spends $500 million in taxpayer money over the next 3 decades to help the Milwaukee Brewers repair their baseball stadium. The governor signed the bipartisan package at American Family Field, calling the legislation a compromise agreement between the team and the public. The Brewers say the 22-year-old stadium needs extensive renovation. The stadium's glass outfield doors, seats, and concourses need replacing. The stadium's luxury suites and video scoreboard need upgrades. And the stadium's signature retractable roof, fire suppression systems, parking lots, elevators, and escalators all need work. Recently, I was in Phoenix on assignment and got a tour of State Farm Stadium. That's the home of the Arizona Cardinals. And what a beauty that domed stadium is. Everything in it, first class. And here's a bit of a trivia fact for you. The Cardinals play on actual turf grass. That's right. That turf is kept outside where it's watered and cared for and then rolled onto the field using some amazing technology. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee, batter up. The Associated Press is reporting that lawyers and family members of three black people who were fatally shot during a racially motivated attack at a North Florida Dollar General have blamed the national chain for not providing security to protect customers and employees. They are suing the store's landlord, operator, and security contractor for negligence, noting that lax security led to the deaths of Angela Carr, who was 52, Gerald Gallion, 29, and A.J. LaGuire, 19, back in August. On Tuesday morning, a team of lawyers, including civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, as well as Michael Haggard and Adam Finkel, stood alongside family members of the three people killed that day, pleading for the gun violence to stop. The gunman, 21-year-old Ryan Palmater, had attempted to enter another store and the campus of a historically black college, but he was stopped by the presence of security guards at both places. He then went to the Dollar General in a predominantly black neighborhood in Jacksonville. The stock market closed with mixed results today. The Dow was down by 79 points to settle at 36,124, while the NASDAQ gained 44 points to close at 14,229, and the S&P 500 fell by 2 points and finished Tuesday at 45.67. Stocks were under pressure all day long following the release of a lower number of job openings by the Labor Department. MarketWatch is reporting that ISM barometer of business conditions at service companies such as restaurants and hotels rebounded to 52.7% in November from a 5-month low of 51.8% in the prior month. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal had expected the index to rise to 52.4%. Those are some big numbers. Looking ahead, tomorrow we'll get the ADP survey of private sector hiring. The weekly unemployment claims data comes out on Thursday, and the non-farm payrolls report on Friday. Two words? Yeah. Stay tuned. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a massive breach of security at 23andMe. The size of biotech firm's 23andMe hack earlier this year is far more serious than the company originally reported. They said it was just affecting 14,000 customers. Bloomberg is now reporting that it turns out data belonging to 6.9 million clients was compromised, some 5.5 million that had DNA relatives future enabled, along with another 1.4 million family tree profiles. Hackers used credential stuffing tactics to get shared information about genetic relatives in those 14,000 accounts and access millions more. The seriousness of all of this is that health data was also compromised. The company said that health data was exposed for a small percentage of the 6.9 million users that were exposed to the breach. But that small percentage is a big deal. Information like a potential risk of developing type 2 diabetes to celiac disease could impact health care insurance. 23andMe says it's informing those affected, and it is now requiring two-factor authentication to increase security. Well, that's a wrap, but hey, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation with Dana James. She is the former reporter turned entrepreneur with the founding of Black Iowa News. Yes, an honest-to-goodness newspaper and a stunning website, and it's so vitally important. That is a wrap. Thanks for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, produced, and directed by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day, and click ahead for Dana James.